On Mountain Musings this morning, the underdogs. Scott Ross talking about underdogs. The Washington Nationals, who emigrated from Montreal, the Montreal Expos, to Washington, won the World Series this year. So let's start off on that note. Here is Scott and Mountain Musings.
Well, the Mountain Musing around the kitchen coffee table certainly focused of late on the ball fans. Never predicted win by the age-oldest club in professional baseball. Of course, we refer to the Washington Nationals. Best of seven, World Series of Baseball win over the much-favored Houston Astros. For the Nationals, this is the first ever. The club was first found in the 1930s. For those who remember, and our good friend Cool Country Chuck Hendry certainly does, the Nationals were in fact the Montreal Expos before moving to the USA capital. And without that player's strike back in the day, the Expos were onto the World Series trail themselves. So the comeback win by the Nationals was never predicted by any odds maker, and that outcome just makes the win that much sweeter. I remain in agreement with those, including Cool Country Chuck Hendry, who firmly believe professional baseball will return to La Belle Province in the not-too-immediate future, for all the right reasons. Now, gazing out onto the mist off the Desdiash watershed in the Kalani Range of the St. Elias, one reflects on the surprises Mother Nature continues to create. As in all seasons, it's the season of change. It wasn't that long ago for those returning to homes, shops, fish and hunt camps, boats, motors, vehicles, destroyed, gone, following that raging wildland fire in Tahltan Country. The season will be recalled as one that changed lives forever, as is now being witnessed and lived through Alaska on way to the beautiful state of California. In the Yukon today, the lake and the river waters are low and inviting. The White Witch of Winter has sent her emissary. Jack Frost got our gardens. Of course, that frosty move does have an upside. It means the moose, caribou, and sheep got moving. So did the hunters. Bears and cubs are eating dandelion salad these days, more interested in carbohydrates than meat protein. However, she and the cubs won't hesitate on a found ground squirrel or a hiker not making noise. Be always bear aware out there. A reminder to those who do, the fall bear hunt will close on the 15th of this month. The same day is also the deadline to submit your harvest report for Yukon moose, caribou, sheep, goat, deer, and bear harvested in October. Stories back from those who know suggest the hunting season this season is okay, putting that winter meat in the deep freeze. On that note, the Yukon bison hunt is open in mid-November as well in all of the ranges in our territory. Also, the trapping season opens in mid-October too for fox, fisher, link, mink, marten, wolverine, otter, and wolf. Also, on the November calendar deadline, deer hunting season will close at month end, as does the hunt for grouse. Now off the coulees, alongside of the mountains, colors of mandarin orange and rust red leaves did flow. Well, they're now all gone. Those in the know do say, though, this past season, not bad berry season bean. Slim salmon Yukon return, though, in the Taku River, in Dalton, in Clutchew, in the Porcupine, throughout the territory. It always is. Always should be a bone of contention. First Nations, who have relied extensively for millennium on the return of the salmon, are now passing stern resolutions at their general assemblies demanding information meetings with federal fisheries on both sides of the border to explain in scientific and layman terms why, in their lifetime, where there used to be thousands of salmon are now counted in the hundreds or less. Many of those who know continue to shake their heads, wondering why, and continuing to be surprised at the lack of the salmon return. Gardens are now being overturned, ready to rest through the long upcoming winter. Every time I grow one of these things, gardens, I learn and inhale wisdom from those who know, of course. Not 14-inch space cod, 16-inch. Oh, that would solve that mystery. However, I did inherit some good wisdom. All the many surprise gotcha scenarios being unleashed by Mother Nature makes one muse on the fortune that we daily share here in our territory. Yukon, Quitchin for big, or the river, has taken some geographic slugs over time as well. Still is, though, the fourth largest river waterway flowing in North America, up there with the rivers called the Mississippi, Columbia, or the Mackenzie. We be Yukon tough. Keep waiting on the trail for Shona FM. I'm Scott Ross.